Week 1, Saturday, Matins, Second Nocturne. Let us praise the Master for his mercy and the wonderful things he has done for mankind. Psalm 107, Part 1. Thank Yahweh because he is good. His mercy lasts forever. This is what those Yahweh rescued should say, the ones he rescued from the clutches of their enemies and gathered from the lands of the east and the west, the north and the south. They wandered in the desert through trackless ground and found no city to live in. Hungry and thirsty, their souls were about to collapse inside them. And then in their anguish they called to Yahweh, and he freed them from their trouble and led them along the correct path toward a city they could use as a home. They should show great gratitude to Yahweh for his goodness and for the wonders he has done for mere human beings, because he satisfies the soul's longing and fills the hungry with fine food. There were those sitting in darkness under the shadow of death, chained up in fettered misery, because they defied the advice of the Supreme God, and that is why he crushed their hearts with toil, and they fell to the ground with no one to help them. Then they called to Yahweh in their trouble, and he brought them out of the darkness and death's shadow, and smashed their chains to pieces. They should show great gratitude to Yahweh for his goodness, and for the wonders he has done for mere human beings. They should make sacrifices to thank him and tell with joy what he has done, because he broke their brazen gates and smashed their iron bars. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now, and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. Let us praise the Master for his mercy and for the wonderful things he has done for mankind. We humans have seen what God has done, the miracles he has performed. Part 2. There were stupid people in their corruption who became sick from their depravity. Their souls could not stand any kind of food, and they walked close to the gates of death. And then they called to Yahweh in their trouble, and he saved them from their agonies. He spoke his utterance and cured them and freed them from their mortal danger. They should show great gratitude to Yahweh for his goodness and for the wonders he has done for mere human beings. They should make sacrifices to thank him and tell with joy what he has done. There were those who went to sea in ships to trade over the mighty ocean. They saw what Yahweh does and his marvels in the ocean depths. At his command, the storms rose with their winds and lifted the waves upon the sea that rose up to the sky and sank down into the abyss, and souls melted in their terror as they staggered back and forth like drunks, not knowing what to do. Then they called to Yahweh in their trouble, and he freed them from their anguish. He stilled the storm and quieted the waves, and they wept for joy at the calm as he led them to the harbor they were aiming for. They should show great gratitude to Yahweh for his goodness and for the wonders he has done for mere human beings. They should tell of his greatness where the people come together and praise him where the holy elders meet. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now, and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. We humans have seen what God has done, the miracles he has performed. Those who love the Master will see what he does and celebrate it. They will understand his loving kindness. Part 3. He makes streams become a desert, and wells run dry, and fertile lands turn sterile because of the depravity of those who live there. But he turns a desert into lakes and makes springs spout up in dry ground, and he takes the hungry and gives them a home there so that they can build a city to live in and plant farms and vineyards that will yield a fruitful harvest. He blesses them, too, when they multiply, and he does not let their herds thin out. And when they die out and diminish through oppression, hardship, and torture, he pours his contempt upon their rulers and drives them into the wilderness where they can find no path. But he sets the poor high up above their trouble and makes their families great as flocks, and virtuous people see it and celebrate, while vice has nothing to reply. Anyone who is wise will notice this and understand the loving kindness of Yahweh. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. Those who love the Master will see what he does and celebrate it. They will understand his loving kindness. Come, ponder what the Master has done and the marvels he has performed on this earth.